The general election is just around the corner, and today we're learning more about the front runners in the race for Hawaii's 2nd Congressional District. Joe Akana beat out 8 other GOP challengers to win the Republican primary in August. You may have seen him on the road campaigning in his red RV, affectionately dubbed Clifford. Akana is a graduate of Kamehameha Schools and served 10 years as an intelligence analyst in the U.S. Air Force. He received his bachelor's degree in human resource management and a master's degree in business administration from Hawaii Pacific University. Akana retired from federal civil service before turning his attention to politics. He talked about his campaign with producer Lillian Song, starting by highlighting issues that he would work across the aisle for and compromise if necessary in a Congress that is deeply divided.
Well, I think the most important thing we need to work on right now is the economy. You know, the post-COVID-19 recovery economy, which we see happening a lot in the mainland, but we don't see it happening here. That is due in large part to the draconian lockdown measures imposed by, you know, the current state, and as well as the state legislature and the governor and the mayors. It's just those things that we got to get that done. As far as working across and getting the economy done up in speed, I think the most important thing we can focus on is actually streamlining business processes for the people here, right? Especially for businesses through the SBA. We need to be streamlining, making it more easier for those businesses that have been able to stay open. We have already lost like 1,600 businesses in the state of Hawaii. So we need to be able to make access to those loan programs much, much easier through the SBA. But we also need to be able to work on, you know, how do we lower taxes or continue lowering taxes? The more money we can put in our people's pockets, the better we are. And those are the kind of things we have to be focusing on to help people recover, help families recover. They got to be able to, you know, work on not being evicting families and not kicking them out of their house and not foreclosing on their homes. And it's taken a long time for the state legislature here to actually use the money that they've been given in order to make things happen. And that's where we got to get. What we got to continue to work on.
How does your experience make you qualified for this job?
Well, that's a great question. I think most important that maybe most people don't know is working at the U.S. Pacific Command here in Honolulu. I had an opportunity. I went back to Washington, D.C. I actually lived there for a year. Had an opportunity to get my master's degree in strategic intelligence. And while I was there, we had many opportunities to engage with congressional personnel, people up on Congress, sit through meetings like the House Armed Services Committee meeting, the Senate Armed Services Committee meeting, just to learn those processes. When I came back home in 2014, because I was up there for a year, I had an opportunity to apply that, what I had just learned up there, to help our command here. We had been given a whole different mission set, and we had the actual ability to go out and procure about $32 million from the Assistant Secretary of Defense. We laid out a program, established the requirements of what we needed, and when he came here, we presented it to him, and he basically wrote us the check for $32 million. We also then gave him the idea we also needed about 100 people to fulfill that mission set, and he agreed to allow us to hire on another 100 people. So those kind of experiences, also my experiences in the intelligence world itself, has given me a lot of ideas of what we see, and in the experience in the business world. In addition to what I've done here, what we were just talking about as far as my career-wise, I've also had the opportunity to own several businesses. And so I have an understanding of what that means to be able to live on the, I'll say it this way, to be able to write the check as well as to be able to cash the check. I've been on both sides of that and been able to do both.
What policy or legislation will you pursue in Congress to help the residents of Hawaii?
Yeah, I think the most important legislation we can look at right now, and that is for the Hawaii people of Hawaii, is an update to the Jones Act. What we have seen and what we have noticed is that from the research we got from the Grassroots Institute of Hawaii, as well as from the Cato Institute, is that by updating the Jones Act, and essentially is taking that information and updating one tenement of the Jones Act. And when I say one, the one tenement is the made in the USA portion. Because of what that does, if we change that, right now there's only two shipbuilding facilities in the U.S. to accommodate all the shipping we need that we need to have, right? With only having two, they produce about 2 to 5 ships a year. But we need to be able to get or have access to 30 to 40 to 50 ships a year in order to be able to accommodate the shipping that we need. The information from Grassroots Institute in Cato basically said that by updating the Jones Act, we could save the state $1.2 billion per year, or approximately $1,800 per family. And that's one of those things that would help. The other thing we can do with this Jones Act is it allows for what I'm going to call a Hawaii to become a port of entry, meaning a federal port of entry, which means we add on jobs that can come in. We can add on, we can create more jobs, we can create more jobs for the construction industry, we create more jobs for the stevedores, and we create more jobs for the unions. I mean, we just create more jobs all the way around, and it makes things much better. We also have to have a different level of security within these ports of entry. And so those are things that also, again, adding on. But it's not just Honolulu Harbor. You'd end up having to build out all of the harbors, essentially, right? Whether it be on Kauai, Niuliuli, or Kahului Harbor in Maui, or even Kauai High and Hilo out on the Big Island. You'd have to build all of those ports with the accommodating jobs that go with it. So those are the one things that I would like to do. As far as my initial, I'm going to say 30, 60, 90-day program, is start that process. And I've actually already started working and opening the lines of communication with Elaine Chao. She's the Secretary of Transportation. Working with her and trying to open that up and start that process. We're already in the process of moving that along. I have basically three core values that I will always defend and I'll always strive to attain. And the three cores are my faith, my family, and my freedoms. I will stand for those every single day. My faith being my faith in my Lord and Savior, and my family to take care of them, and also in the freedoms that we have as U.S. citizens to take care of our citizens and take care of our people and defend our constitutional rights that we have. Those are things that I will stand every day for those. I will not falter on it, and I will not go away from, because those are things that we cannot let go. We need to be taking care of our families. We need to be taking care of our vets. We need to be taking care of our police officers. We need to defend those guys. We need to be taking care of our kids, our children, our futures. Our state motto is Uamau Kaeo Kaini Kapono, and yet we're not doing anything to defend and take care of our children much better than we need to, because they are our future, and that's where we need to be focused on, is taking care of them.
That was Republican Joe Akana running in the general election to replace Representative Tulsi Gabbard in Congressional District 2. Akana is currently president of Arete Management, Inc., and also works as a business development coach for startup businesses and entrepreneurs.